with Utah player Corey Butler Bird. So you got your first return touchdown as a Utah player last week. How good did that feel?
I felt great. It was like a dream come true.
And you got Pac-12 Special Teams Player of the Week. How was that?
That was also great. After JT, Justin Thomas got it. I actually made that one of my goals, to actually make Pac-12 Player of the Week. So it felt real great.
Does it kind of feel nice to follow in the footsteps? Utah's had a lot of great return men. You have Shakey Smithson, Kalen Clay, Reggie Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got to unnecessarily follow in the footsteps, but they got a good history here with kick returners. So, you know, you got to live up to that hype and do all you can do, you know, and be all you can be.
Whittingham talked a little bit in the press conference this week about getting you some reps on offense. When do you kind of think you're going to start doing that? Do you know? And kind of how do you feel about playing on both sides of the ball?
Playing on both sides of the ball, it's pretty much it's a natural ability. So, I mean, it won't really be that difficult to switch back over. You know, you still got to get a feel for the game. But for the most part, I've been playing offense my whole life, so it's not that really much of a difference. As far as when I'm going to play, honestly, I don't know. I'm just waiting for my name to be called. So.
And would you be slot receiver on offense then?
I doubt it. Most likely it would probably be either wideout. Wideout. I may play a little slot, but I'm hoping it's wideout. It's a little bit more easier. So.
On defense, what are you seeing from Oregon's offense? Because they've got a lot of really talented wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of speed. You know, Oregon always go bring speed. But for the most part, that's pretty much all I see is quickness. That's their game, so you just got to match it.
And you're a pretty fast guy, so do you feel like you can match their speed?
Oh, yeah, I feel like I can match it. I've never been on that stage or played against a team that fast. So it might take me a little time to, you know, get used to it. But for the most part, if I show up and play how I know I can play, I should be able to match it.
And are you expecting Vernon Adams to be quarterback, or are you preparing for both?
We're pretty much preparing for both. I mean, you know, we're not in a meeting room, so you never really know. So coaches do their best to prepare us for anything. So we're pretty much preparing for both.
What do you see that's different between the two Oregon quarterbacks?
Vernon Adams more so of a runner. He's more so of a better dual threat. And the second quarterback, he pretty much a good passer, got a nice ball on him. So that's pretty much the difference.
What are the things that you've been doing to prepare for your first conference play?
I don't know. I've never been in a situation to notice the difference between the two. So I pretty much prepared just like any other game.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited for every game. It's my first year on the stage, so every game is pretty much fun to me.
Corey, you got a chance to return a kickoff for a touchdown last week. What did it feel like to finally get to break one and take it to the house?
Oh, it was great. Just sitting there for them 2 weeks, just not getting a return, but being back there, it was horrible. Everybody, all my family and friends was calling me, like, when you get a return? I was just like, I don't know. So once I finally got it, you know, I have to make the best of my opportunity.
You know, with the emphasis Utah puts on special teams, is it kind of a badge of honor to be part of the special teams unit?
Oh, yeah. Coach Witt, he speaks highly of the past special team units, and that's pretty much, we hold our special teams to a high standard. So you got to come out, you got to do your best every rep, because that's what that's what Utah is, right? Special teams.
Compared to last year, do you feel like the special teams unit is as good or better as last year's group?
I wouldn't necessarily say better or worse. I mean, you know, last year they had more opportunities, I feel, than we did this year. I don't know why, but we really don't get that many kick returns. Everybody want to kick it out of bounds, probably because of the new rules and everything. But I just feel like last year they had more opportunities to show what they could do than we do.
What do you feel like the ceiling is for you guys in terms of special teams?
We haven't hit it yet. we far from it. We got a lot more to show, a lot more to, you know, correct. But once we get there, we'll be pretty special.
From the perspective of a kick returner, is there anything you think about, any strategy you use to try and be successful on those kickoff returns?
Just during the week, you just watch film. When you watch the film, you pretty much just see, like, where their kickoff team is kind of lagging, where there's, like, a consistent hole within their lineup. But pretty much once the ball is kicked, it's just more so just instincts. Once you get the ball, you got to be able to just get the ball and go.
One last question for you. So with Vernon Adams being more of a dual threat, does that kind of change what you need to do as a corner because you've got to watch him and the possibility of running?
Not really. You pretty much got to play the same once you play any quarterback for the simple fact that when you're a man, you can't really worry about the dual threat. You got to trust, you know, your other teammates to actually, you know, keep them in a box or, you know, control them. But as far as, you know, cover two or any type of other coverage where you can keep your eyes on them, it's pretty much the same, really. The rules of the defense pretty much stay the same, but it's just more so of a, you got to watch it, you know.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem.